This conference is being recorded.
Hey everybody, right now I have my good friend on the line. His name is Justin Blum. He became a personal trainer 2 years ago. Since then, about 5 months ago from today, so in 5 months he got on board Fit Body Bootcamp. 5 months later he now has two Fit Body Bootcamp locations, and they're both generating a gross total income of $14,500 a month, which comes to just about $165,000 in a year from 5 months since he started his fitness bootcamp. And this guy is a mega action taker. He's currently working on having his own standalone location that runs boot camps from the morning all the way to the night. Hey, welcome to the call, Justin.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Ah, you got it, man. Hey, dude, let's just dig right in to the question that everybody wants to know. And we'll start with, Justin, what do you think the key is to making a major positive change in your business? Like, from going to just being like an average personal trainer to a six-figure trainer that's just killing it.
Well, Steve, you know, I actually have about, there's probably three key things that come to mind. The first and most importantly would be, the first and most important thing would be your mindset. You definitely have to change the way you think about this business, about your business, and about where you want to be. So mindset would be key. Along with that, understanding sales and investing in proper education in our industry is also key.
When you say proper education, do you mean like
things like systems like yours? You know, you got to invest in proper education from individuals who have done this before, been there, and that are going to teach you the ways of this business. Basically, going against the grain of what these other professional fitness gurus claim to say the way is. You know, it's always good to invest in programs like yours and affiliates.
Awesome, man. Now, Justin, do you ever just, like, think of your goals and what you want to achieve and feel fear and doubt? Does that ever happen to you?
You know, that's a good question, Steve. It does. Now, when I first started, it happened more frequently. So as the time goes on, you know, your doubt will definitely decrease. We're always going to feel fear and doubt just as human beings. It's natural for us to do that. However, the more confident you become and the more of an expert you become in your business and exactly what you want to accomplish and your niche, that tends to become less frequent.
So what do you do when you do feel it, though? Like, what, like, all right, so let's say, you know, like, I know you have your two locations. Did you feel any fear or doubt when you were opening your first Fit Body Bootcamp location?
Absolutely. You know, I doubted. Here's the deal. If I doubted every other thing I was doing, you know, is this going to work? Is that going to work? What if I do this? What if I do that? And, you know, really you just got to kind of be an action taker. You got to know what you want. You got to just sit down and go get it. You're always, like I said, you're always going to feel the fear and doubt. My first location, there was a ton of fear. There was a ton of doubt. I didn't know if this was going to work, how it was going to work. My first location opened up. It was a huge success. My second one came without any fear or any doubt. It was, I knew what I wanted. I knew I could do it, and the second one had no fear and doubt.
So now when that's really cool. As you're moving forward and you have all these, you know, all this motivation and all these great ideas and these great aspirations, do you ever find yourself feeling unmotivated? Do you ever just wake up and like you're just not motivated?
Oh, that's hard to say. Again, you know, it falls into the category that if, you know, anybody listening to this is either just starting out or trying to find something to help motivate themselves. And you'll always have that. You'll always have those days where you wake up and something happens in your personal life and it kind of transfers over into everything else you're doing in life. And you've got to learn to keep those two separated. So there are mornings when you'll wake up unmotivated, absolutely.
And what do you tell yourself when that happens? Like, what do you say to yourself?
You know, I tell myself what my goals are. I sit down, I go back over my goals. I tell myself that I want to live that free lifestyle. I want to get up and do what I want. I want financial freedom. I want to be able to afford the things that my family not only wants but needs. And you'd be very surprised how much that motivates you when you look inside and realize that what you're doing, what you're getting up for, isn't a daily task, but it's actually one more step towards your goal.
Ah, beautiful, man. And speaking of goals, do you set goals for yourself, like clear-cut goals? And if so, how do you go about doing it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. Absolutely. If you don't set goals, you'll never be successful. You'll always just kind of be a fly-by-night trainer, fly-by-night business owner, because you're not working towards anything. At some point, you'll be very complacent with where you're at, and you'll just kind of start settling because you think that you're, you know, where you want to be. My goals, I tend to take my goals to about a five-year period. I set a five-year goal, which is obviously an extremely large goal. For example, my five-year goal for right now is I want to have 5 operating Fit Body boot camps in Las Vegas, obviously with other trainers running them, which is going to give me awesome financial freedom. And then you just kind of backtrack. If you set a very long-term goal, it helps you set short-term goals. So my long-term would be 5 locations. So when I first started, that was my goal. I wanted to open up 1 a year. However, once you get into it and you start to realize how quickly and rapidly your company is going to grow, you can start setting new goals. So I'll go from 5 years, and I'll go to a 3-year goal, a 1-year goal, and then a monthly goal.
And do you write these down, and how often do you look at your goals?
Yeah, I look at my goals every single morning, Steve. I have a huge whiteboard that I keep in my room. In fact, it's a huge eyesore. When people and family come over, I have to explain to them exactly what that is, because it's a huge whiteboard right in my bedroom, right next to my door, because I have to leave every morning. So I write down my goals. Here's my 1-year goal. Here's my 3-year goal. Here's my 5-year goal. And then I have smaller sections for my month-to-month and my weekly goals. Every morning, get up. When I'm getting ready to walk out of my room, there are my goals. I go over them every single morning.
That's awesome, man. Hey, what is the secret, in your opinion, of turning like a thought, like an idea, like, oh, I want to start, you know, I want to open up a boot camp, or I want to have a standalone location, like turning an idea into a reality? What do you think the secret is, just making it happen?
It's action, period. You just need to be a doer. You got to not let that fear and not let that doubt get involved or interfere with anything you're doing. So that would be, in one word, Steve, it would be just taking action. Taking your fears, putting them aside, and just going for it.
And why do you think just taking action is such an important part? Why do you think that is?
Well, that's the only way things move forward. If, you know, you can think about wanting to do something for years. I'm sure we've all been there before. I know I have. I've sat and I've said, yeah, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And as soon as this week's up, I'm going to start this program. Or a lot of us have seen our clients do that, or prospects do that. They come and they sit down and they go, you know, I'm just going to wait 1 week. I'm going to start next Monday. So, you know, it's a good calendar year. Excuse me. It's a good day on the calendar. It's the beginning of a week. And tomorrow never comes. So when you want something and you want to do something, you just got to go and do it, whatever it takes to do.
Hey, with all the stuff that you got going on, do you ever feel overwhelmed? And if so, what do you do to overcome that?
Overwhelmed, you know, this goes back to another thing that I was talking about earlier, Steve, is when I started up, I was overwhelmed by everything. I was trying to do my accounting, excuse me. I was doing my accounting. I was doing all my programs. I was doing all the wrong things I was supposed to be doing in my business myself, and it became very overwhelming. As the time went on, I was educated enough, and I learned enough by programs like such as yourself, your program, Steve, that I was able to start delegating a lot of my work. So me being overwhelmed became not such of an aspect of my life anymore. I'm very, very, very at ease in my life right now. I don't get overwhelmed very easily. Most of my work is delegated out to other individuals.
Awesome. So like an assistant?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do have one. Bless her heart.
Oh, man, that's the best. Hey, what do you do? Like, you know, we all know we have to get out of our comfort zone. That's the only way to grow. But sometimes there's something you have to do, like maybe talk to a stranger or just do something that's just so uncomfortable. How do you get past that?
Well, this, thank God, has never been a problem of mine. I have actually always been a very outgoing person. I have also taught a lot of people around me how to be very outgoing. It's one of those things where, and when I teach other people how to be outgoing, even friends and family that are very quiet and they're very, I don't want to call them pushovers, but they're very easygoing and they allow things to just come as they are. You have to just get out there, and what I would recommend is just talk to somebody everywhere you go. Whether you're in the line at a grocery store, whether, you know, you're getting your hair cut, whether you're buying something at a health food store or not a health food store, or a pizza store, just try to talk to somebody, spark up a conversation. And, you know, a lot of people fall into a comfort zone because they put too much thought in what other people are thinking of them or what they're doing or what they may think about them later. And you really just need to get past that. Once you get out of your comfort zone and start thinking outside the box, this running a business becomes much simpler, much easier.
Awesome, man. That's really cool. And then what do you do to stay focused on what you want to achieve? Like, how do you keep yourself so focused all the time?
You know, I go over my goals, over them and over them and over them. I sit down with my trainers. I ask them what their goals are. See, asking my trainers what their goals are and what they're trying to do helps me stay focused because I want to grow with them. They need to grow with me. So, and a lot of people that are listening to this may sit there and go, well, I don't have any trainers yet, but by listening to this program and by taking that step forward, you will undeniably, at a very rapid pace, you will have somebody working for you because you will be in that successful stage. So you want to sit down with your trainers. You want to sit down with, you know, yourself and just go over your goals. Go over your goals over and over and over again, and that will definitely keep you on the right track.
Awesome, man. Hey, do you ever get burnt out, man? I know trainers a lot of talk about burnout. Do you ever feel like you're getting burnt out? And if you do, what do you do about it to get past that?
Yeah, you know, I did. I absolutely used to get burnt out. See, when I first started, I was a typical trainer. I went out and I started majoring in the minor parts of this business. So I spent all kinds of money on cool calipers and, you know, cool little machines and tape measures, and I started training clients, and I started doing my own bookkeeping, and I was writing out all my programs, making all my phone calls. The list goes on and on and on, and it absolutely burnt me out. There's nothing that can burn you out worse than waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go meet clients, 3 o'clock in the morning, and not getting home till 6 or 7 p.m. at night. Anybody will get burned out by that. So yeah, when I first started, Steve, it was a burnout like you wouldn't believe, or you may believe. You probably were there one time too. And what I did to help prevent that from happening again was I started working on delegating a lot of my stuff. I started working on what was important to my business and to help my business grow, as opposed to working on things that are just kind of a day-to-day operation in my business.
You know what? And speaking of that, you know, you always hear about this 80-20 rule, like, you know, only 20% of what you do accounts for 80% of the results with your business.
Right.
What do you do to make sure that you're focusing on that 80% or that 95%, that 20% or that 5% that are going to move your business forward? How do you do that? How do you make sure you're doing that?
Well, I have a list. I actually have another thing I've been taught. I also have a system down where I have, you know, I have two different notebooks. One of my notebooks is full of day-to-day operations. Just so, you know, just get yourself a spiral notebook and write down everything that you need to do day-to-day, whether it's calling clients, sending out emails, writing a blog post, anything that has to be done day-to-day, registering clients, client retention, whatever there is day-to-day, write all that out on one piece of paper or in one envelope, notebook. Then you get yourself another notebook and you write down, you got to find the 5 to 20% of everything that you just wrote down that is actually going to help you move your business forward. So in one notebook you write down everything that it takes to do in your business, whether it's going to help it move forward, whether it's just a day-to-day operation. In that first notebook, write down every single thing from marketing to writing copy to bookkeeping to blog posts. And then in your other notebook, you write down 5 to 20% of what you just wrote down is going to help grow your business. For example, you'll have a list of, 20, 25 things in your first notebook. You need to take out writing sales copy and new marketing ideas, things that are the big levers in your business that are going to help move your business forward, not just run the day-to-day operations. Then you take your day-to-day operations and you delegate those out. You get an accountant. You have somebody who does the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours worth of computer work, where instead of you sitting in front of a computer, now you're out growing and building your business while somebody else is handling the small day-to-day operations.
You know what? That's awesome, man. And with all that stuff, what do you do to stay organized? Is that system right there, your whole organizational system as well?
Yeah, I mean, you really got to try not to do it all by yourself. Trying to run the entire business by yourself, you're going to get burned out, which brings everything else we've been talking about in this conversation into effect. You're going to start feeling unmotivated. You're going to have to sit down with your goals again to try to motivate yourself again. You're definitely going to be overwhelmed. So, the thing with staying organized, the key to that is building systems. You need to have a system for everything. I have systems that my trainers and I, we sit down once a week and we go over all of our systems because they need to know when a client calls, as soon as they call, they're a prospect, here's what you do. Here's the script I wrote now. This is what I want you to follow. And every single time a client calls, a new client, a prospect, this is the system they follow. Every time a client comes into one of our facilities, they fill out this form, they do that, they go through these measurements, they, go through this system. There's a system for every single thing that we do. After you do the system long enough, it just becomes second nature. Now your trainers aren't stressed out, you're not stressed out, and all you're doing is moving forward in your business now. So systems, Steve, would definitely be the key to organization.
Nice. Hey, Justin, do you have success rituals that you do every day to really just keep a mental edge?
Steve, there's quite a few things I do every day. I would say that, the one thing, like we spoke about before, you got to go through your goals. You got to get up in the morning and understand that you're not getting up. A lot of trainers get up right now, and they, I've talked to a lot of them, and they tell me, the trainers I've spoken to, you get up, you go train your clients, you go to work, and then they go on with their day. You've got to get in your mind that you're not getting up to go train clients. Because what you're actually doing is you're getting up to move one step closer to your goal. So you're not getting up to do whatever you have to do that day. That's just kind of something you need to, an obstacle you need to accomplish on the road to your financial freedom. Because that is one of the steps that needs to be done. So you need to get up in the morning. You need to have a ritual. My ritual, you get up, go through your goals. Every morning when I'm driving right now to my second facility, every morning I play one of my favorite songs, whichever one it is. I'll play, you know, a song that's just very motivating, and I'll turn it up real loud, and I'll bounce around, and I'll know that I'm on my way to accomplish one of my goals, my financial freedom, because I'm growing my second location right now. I have a new trainer starting. I actually started him this week. So I'm in the process of training him. So by next week, I won't be getting up in the morning to do that. My ritual will have taken me right up to 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Justin, is there any, like, books that you've read that you felt were really influential in your life to help you have this awesome mindset that you do?
Yeah, actually, Steve, there's three. Three books that come to my mind that I really, really like, and I read them over and over again, would be Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, a book by Dale Carnegie named How to Win Friends and Influence People, and another book by Brian Tracy. It's called The Psychology of Selling Program. Those three books I actually have on my shelf, and I go through them, and I'll try to read one of those. At one time, I'm in one of those books as well as in another book. But at one time, one of those three books I'm in all the time.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And, hey, Justin, you know, is there anything else that you would like to add to a fitness professional that's looking to have the ultimate mindset right now that they can take their business to the next level?
Yeah, you know, you basically just got to get out there, educate yourself in the proper programs to move forward. Understanding sales is a key here. You have to understand the sales of this business. You need to, you know, there's a lot of things. Focus on the skills of getting clients. Don't focus on the client themselves. Basically, you know, the key to, if you want a successful business, three things: mindset, understanding sales, and invest in proper educational programs.
Nice, man. Well, hey, Justin, I really appreciate the interview, man. You just gave some killer, killer information. Anyone listening to this is definitely going to benefit from all the great information you just gave, man.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me on, man. Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, man, look forward to seeing you at the World Conference, bro.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All
right. I'll be there.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Steve. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye now.